The Lord be with you. Think of something that you are thankful for as we begin our worship. Take 5 seconds. What are you thankful for? Who? Oh, Zags. All right. Now, hold on. You should know me better than this. I name a few things, then I get to the real thing. Yeah, Jim said Gonzaga. They did win. They're in the national title. Very exciting. Absolutely. Very thankful for that. Lots to be thankful for. What beautiful weather we have this week. And some of you are feeling extra chipper because you've just got off your vacation for spring break. I know we had a few people get out of town, so that was good for you. Glad you had time away. And others were with family. I see quite a few family members here, families together as well. So lots to be thankful for. And today we're going to be thankful, too, to hear Jesus' words for us. Jesus says, "I am the resurrection and the life." And we'll be encouraged today with those words that he shared to know that Jesus will fix things. He will put together those bad things that come our way in life, the bad ingredients that happen, as I'll mention in my message. There are some announcements to share with the congregation. First off, really important, tomorrow night at 6 o'clock is the national championship. Everyone is encouraged to watch. That didn't make the calendar of events here. In all seriousness, there are some. There is a very important day next Saturday, April 8th. That's Saturday at 8 a.m. We're going to be cleaning up the inside and the outside of the church. And you don't have to come right at 8 o'clock. If you can just give a half hour of your time in that morning, that's great. It'll cover some important details. It's important that we get our church in as good a shape as possible, as we'll be having the visitors come here to worship over Holy Week. We want to make a good first impression. So I shared with everyone during Bible study, I will even get a haircut. So I will stretch. I'll go beyond my boundary, and I will get a haircut for Easter week. So that's next Saturday at 8 a.m. Also, right outside as you came in, perhaps you saw the Easter eggs. Sally has put those together graciously, and we need to fill those eggs. Now, those eggs are in brown paper bags, so it's easier. Sally didn't want you to juggle out to the car and get smashed eggs out on the parking lot. So pick up one of those bags, fill it, and bring it back to peace by that morning, April 16th. That's Easter, and that would help us out quite a bit. And do know, next Sunday is the beginning of Holy Week. So Palm Sunday, of course, and then we're leading into our Holy Week services. We will not have church worship on Wednesday evening, but we will have Monday, Thursday worship at 7 p.m. That's going to be a special service here at Peace as our choir is leading us through a song and a narration. And then we'll also have Holy Communion as well. And then Friday, of course, April 14th is Good Friday service here at 7 p.m. And Easter service is at our usual time for Easter, which is 10 a.m., not 11 a.m. You show up at 11 a.m. and you are the only thing you're doing is the Easter egg hunt, and that's it. So do know those times for the worship service ahead. Other announcements to share this morning? I see Peggy's here.
Well, I have three things to announce. First, be sure and bring all your items for the Salmon and Jazz Festival and put them in the box in there so that Kay can get the baskets done. The second is Guild is meeting Thursday at 1 o'clock, and all women are invited to come to that. This is your guild, so come on out for that. And the third is you all received in your boxes an announcement of the Willamette Zone Spring Rally. That's happening April the 22nd. This is for all the women in our church, plus from 10 other churches, and Peace is hosting this. So we will need help. If you can help with any of the, serving of the food or like that, just let me know. Also, the hosting chapter, which is us at Peace, gets to choose a mission that we would like people to bring stuff for. And Peace is chosen to support Love, Inc. And they say they need their linen cupboard restocked. So we have a box right out by the Easter eggs there. It's in the narthex for you to bring linens. And these can be gently used linens if you have them, like towels, washcloths, pillows, blankets, and queen size sheets for some things. So that's April the 22nd. If you could have everything here for that, we would love to have you do that. Thank you.
And Ellen.
We have a blood drive coming up, and I left the list out on the table in the narthex. If you're unable to sign up on the computer or you want me to sign you up, just go ahead and select a time, put your name on there, and I'll get you on the list. If you can't give blood and still want to help, we can use volunteers to help the day of the drive. We can also put out cookies and fresh fruit for the volunteers, so if you'd like to donate any of those types of things, that will help get the drive off on a good start. Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you, Ellen.